Are prescription drugs cheaper yet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. The promise was clear. No longer would it be acceptable for Americans to pay the highest prescription drug prices in the world.
They're getting away with murder. Pharma.
The president even appointed a former drug company executive to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, someone who would know exactly how to cut drug prices. But his proposals have gone nowhere in Congress. So I asked an expert on this, Dr. Michael Sinha, who studies drug policy at Harvard. Why? Since so many of these drugs are based on government research paid for by taxpayers, why doesn't the president have the power to act on this? And he told me, well, the president does have the power to act on this.
The government has an explicit right to march in and specifically say, you know what, the price of this drug is way too high. But the government has not ever used that power.
So they could invoke that at will and it's never been done?
It's never been done.
And whose job would it be to invoke that? Mr. Azar's?
I believe so, yes.
This is an inside job.
It's looking like that. It's just really hard to know.
Hard to know, like so many things. I'm tempted to demand an investigation, but that would just guarantee nothing happens. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.